You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's see. Today is National Punctuation Day. I'll tell you right now, I am a strong advocate for the Oxford comma.
Okay.
I'll stand firm with that. And I'm also on a mission to try to get people to stop using unnecessary quotation marks.
I see.
Many times.
Good luck with that.
Quotation marks are, it'll never happen, but that's, you know, we all have to have a mission in life.
There you go.
I would like for people to use the Oxford comma and not use unnecessary quotation marks.
Quotation man.
What else is going on? They went out and did a study about restaurant drive-thrus. There's a company that uses mystery shoppers. Wouldn't it be fun? Would you ever like to
I would
be
like
a mystery
to do
shopper?
That a lot. Yeah, I would. That'd be fun.
You'd be a good mystery shopper, actually.
Yeah, sneaking around. I'd probably give it away, though. Like popping up, you know, like in between the clothes racks at Kohl's, looking around.
They use mystery shoppers to kind of grade places on the customer experience, including drive-thrus. And what they found is in the last year, drive-thrus have slowed down by nearly half a minute. And if you go back to pre-pandemic about 18 months ago, it takes you a minute longer in the fast food drive-thru than it did. More than a minute. That's
quite a bit. But hey, there's more people in line. I mean, what's to be expected? There's
factor that in.
Really, there's so many people in the drive-thru lines right now.
Order accuracy has also dropped. So you're going to wait in line longer, and there's a greater chance that your order is going to be screwed up.
Listen, you know my love for Chick-fil-A, and I will say the last two times I've gone through the drive-thru, they've screwed things up.
You're kidding.
Including last night, we had a quick dinner at Nicole went through and got Chick-fil-A, and we got home, and a couple things were wrong, and they didn't give us any Chick-fil-A sauce.
What?
And we had requested like 40 packets of it, and not one of them in the bag.
They were like, screw that guy. He's not going to suck us dry of all of our sauce.
Yeah.
Ironically, or coincidentally, or whatever it is, Chick-fil-A was actually ranked the best for order accuracy.
They're the quickest. I do know that. They are super quick. They've got it down to a science there.
Yeah. So that's going on.
All right.
News for nerds. Let's see what's going on in news for nerds. We think human beings have been in North America now longer than we used to think. It used to be that we thought humans made the little trek over the land bridge up there, you know, around Alaska 13,000 years ago. But now they have found footprints in New Mexico that they say are 23,000 years old. So we have been in North America longer than
we thought.
So they
say, right? They made that up.
And this is fun. SpaceX had their launch of civilians last week, you know, and everything was successful. They launched, they orbited, they came back down, they landed safely. All of that was great. However, the flight itself was not perfect. Elon Musk, although he's not giving out details, and we probably should be thankful for that, Elon Musk has said that what they do need to work on is the ship's toilet. He said they had challenges with the toilet.
Floating poo.
It's funny, there's a Mindbender Club members today, when you get your email, open it up and check the News for Nerds section. Because I put a video in there from NASA where they explain how space toilets work.
Nice.
Yeah. Going pee and poo in zero G is not easy. Elon Musk said they also need to work on their oven. They put an oven on the spaceship?
In case you want a Hot Pocket.
My God. He goes, and they need to improve their Wi-Fi. Can you see that? It's like a miracle of science. You're going to outer space, and you get up there and pull your phone out, and you go, oh, crappy Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi's down.
We just can't please anybody. What else is trending?
10-year-old Jeremy is very, very happy about this. There's a new animated Super Mario Brothers movie coming out in December of 2022, so you got to wait a little bit. But they did announce the cast yesterday, and it's a stacked cast. I'm really happy about a lot of these voices. Mario is going to be Chris Pratt. That's pretty good. Princess Peach is Anna Taylor-Joy, a.k.a. the lady from The Queen's Gambit. Luigi is Charlie Day from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Jack Black's going to be in there. Keegan-Michael Key is going to be in there as Toad. I love that guy. He's on that show Friends from College on Netflix. Highly recommend that show. But the one that really caught my eye is Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong is going to be in the movie. And that's Seth Rogen, Dom. Seth Rogen's going to be in the Mario movie as Donkey Kong, so that's like an hour and a half of this. I don't know if I can handle that.
I certainly can't.
I just don't know.
I laugh at the whole voice thing in animated movies. Because deep down, who cares who's voicing? It's a voice.
Well, when you're getting that, I mean.
Well, that, yeah.
I do. I like it. I like it when they tap cool people. I would love to be a voice actor, so maybe that's why I love it so much.
I should go do it. Why don't you talk about
it? You could park at home. You could sit your butt at home on your laptop and, you know, record your stuff and send it off. What an easy gig. Yeah,
go do it.
I should look into that. What else is going on? And its latest advertising stunt, Pabst Brewing, will begin enlisting customers for a new campaign deemed in-home marketing, best known for their Pabst Blue Ribbon, PBR. They're going to turn the average home into living billboards. What they're doing is they're giving away free household items plastered with the company logo. You can go online, get all this stuff, put it around your house, and then you upload photos of your new decor to Instagram, and you tag PBR, and you essentially receive a payout from the brand in the form of cash and beer. They've got everything from toilet lids to cutting boards, blankets, all online, all with slogans and monikers from Pabst. So that's an easy way to make a quick buck,
that's
I think.
Funny.
And make your house look really classy.
This weird timing, too. Just yesterday, I had a discussion with Gretch about clothing with brands on it and how I don't like to wear shirts that have like a big Nike on them or something.
Yeah.
Because I say it's backwards. I'm walking around advertising for them. They should pay me to buy the shirt.
Right.
If you think about it, what we're doing is we are paying money to advertise for them. Like if a woman goes out and buys all the gear that's got pink on it,
right.
You have paid them
correct.
For the right to
advertise
for them. It should be the other way around.
I know. It's kind of goofy, isn't it?
So I don't like wearing brands. I try to avoid those because I'm like, no, write me a check and then I'll wear your damn shirt.
Plain white shirts for Dom.
Yes,
plain
right.
white tees. apparently there's a new social media trend. Oh, come on, guys. Of people inhaling hydrogen peroxide to avoid and treat COVID-19. Obviously, this does not work. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America has issued warnings against people posting videos of themselves breathing in hydrogen peroxide through nebulizers. They say it is concerning, it's dangerous, it's going to destroy your lungs. So let's not do this, okay? Let's not do that. Turn into this guy. All right, don't do that. And then reading this story is pinging my OCD this morning, Dom. The average person has 1,602 unread emails and 47 unread texts. I can't do it.
Yeah, same.
I have to open every email, make sure it's read, and I have to look at every text. I can't have that little bubble there hanging out in my face because that's all I see. This does say 32% of people have zero unread emails right now, and that's me.
Oh.
That's you, too, right?
I know, but what's the percentage of people who keep even read emails in there? That's what drives me crazy, and I can't seem to overcome it.
A handful of, I keep
I've got like 200 and something in there.
Yeah. But as long as the little bubble's not on the icon, I'm okay.
Oof. My wife's at like 25,000.
I can't even, Dom.
That drives me
crazy. All right, let's do clickbait. Head on over to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's for people this morning who are having trouble sleeping. There's a military trick that's supposed to help you fall asleep in about 2 minutes. And I just happen to have it posted on our Facebook page. It's like a 4 or 5 step process.
What is it? Listen to our show?
Hey-o! Key components of it, Dom, are taking very deep breaths and relaxing your thighs. Which sounds a lot like my wedding night. Yeah. Start your relaxing right now on our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy.